Oh, bye-bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye. If you have a question for Del Gould, he's with us for a few more minutes. Kathy Taylor has all your light favorites starting at 10 a.m. Our number is 684-0123. Del Gould, supervising archaeologist, field supervisor for the Amsterdam Dig, the Chuktanunda Terrace site. They've found a number of things, and they're going to continue their work there at Amsterdam along the Mohawk River. Del Gould is with the Lewis Berger Group. Again, our number is 684-0123. If you have a question or comment, we welcome your call.
Donate your unwanted vehicle to help a local family maintain employment. Vehicles accepted must be less than 10 years old, less than 150,000 miles, and in relatively good running condition with only minor repairs needed. Full Monch will arrange free pickup of your vehicle, and your donation may be tax deductible. The Wheels for Work program also assists qualified families that may need repairs on a vehicle that they currently own. Call Beverly at Full Monch now. 888-585-3011. That's 888-585-3011. Full Monch Community Action Agency, helping people, changing lives.
The Home Depot has the only interior paint rated number one 2 years in a row. Behr Premium Plus Ultra Paint and Primer in one. So, those stripes on the living room wall? Covered. Kitchen's burgundy walls need a lighter shade? Covered in about half the time, leaving you with years of beautiful true color. Thanks to the only interior paint that's rated number one, Behr Premium Plus Ultra. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Paint rated by leading consumer study. See store for details.
Skies are sunny. The temperature, 48 degrees. Del Gould with us, archaeologist, talking about the Amsterdam History Dig. More with Del in a moment. If you have a question or comment, 684-0123. Dave Green has the weather.
Your Light 104.7 and AM 1570 WVTL forecast for Amsterdam and the Mohawk and Schoharie Valleys. Mostly cloudy this morning, turning partly sunny this afternoon. Not as cool. Today's high 58. Tonight, partly cloudy. Cool, low 28 with a northwest wind. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. High 55. Saturday, mostly cloudy with some rain in the afternoon. High 52. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain in the morning, turning partly sunny in the afternoon, high 53.
You're listening to The Morning Show. I'm Bob Cudmore. Again, our number is 684-0123. Our guest is Del Gould, archaeologist. He's been supervising the dig in Amsterdam, the Chuktanunda Terrace site along the Mohawk River. It's kind of a general thought, you know, just to bounce this off you in terms of our area. I grew up here, I know out in our backyard I found something. You know, I thought it was an arrowhead or, you know, something like that. So I kept it, and I think if somebody mentioned to me the other day, so many folks up here have like somewhere a box of rocks that they're very interested in. How do you ever have like the Antiques Roadshow or something where an archaeologist shows up and will, you know, look at your box of rocks and say, oh, yeah, that could be an arrowhead, that could be a projectile point, or that could be this or that?
Certainly that's happened in the past when we've had excavations, not necessarily here, but in other places where we conduct some type of public tour while the excavations are ongoing. There are frequently people that bring a collection that they have from their property or their grandfather's property or someone they know that they've accumulated over the years. And, yeah, they want to know information about it.
And it's interesting. I mean, and I'm sure you think about this all the time, you know, that we're standing on so many generations here. You know, again, writing about local history as I do, I mean, I mainly am writing about 50 years ago and, you know, maybe 100, maybe 200. But, you know, when you start talking thousands of years ago, but there were people and they were getting up and doing their thing every day just like we are.
Certainly. And I think that's one of the things to take away from this. You can look at these pictures of things and they're certainly interesting. And this one's older than that one. And those are things to know, and it's certainly important, but what those things, and one of the things that we have to remember about archaeology is what we're trying to understand is the behavior of people, the people that left these things behind. What were they doing? What did they do when they got up in the morning? How did they go about their day? A lot of these questions are too specific for us to answer. Certainly we can't find that detailed of information, but sometimes we do.
Is your specialty our area, or, I mean, you're a journeyman. I mean, you go and you dig wherever the company's going to dig.
Certainly, as an employee for a company that has projects in a variety of places, I do most of my work here in New York State. But also, sometimes I get called away to work in other places.
Mm. I guess I was wondering, relatively speaking, and we've kind of addressed this in a way, how significant is this site, do you think? Or how is it unusual? Or do you think, maybe the proper answer is you don't know. I mean, maybe if you started for whatever reason, and because you had to have a reason to start digging here, you know, a project or whatever. Maybe if some project, I'd use the example of Utica, comes up, you know, maybe you start digging there, you'd find, you know, things that are just as interesting.
Certainly that's possible, but one of the things to remember, too, is that every site is a little bit different. Every site has sort of something to tell us about what was going on there, and certainly where they're the same, that's good to know, because then we can compare the similarities, but also the differences are meaningful, too. Why are they different? When were they different? Those types of things. So it's... Right now, say the case of Utica, I mean, that would be a place that's a little far west for Mohawk territory.
Right, Mohawk, it's not Mohawk.
So,
but let's say like Fonda. You might be digging in Fonda and find the same thing.
Certainly possible. But like I said, we're not the only company that does this, and other people have excavations ongoing, and certainly we go through the records and see what information is available as part of the process of investigating a project area. And one of the things about this site is certainly with the Mohawk component, it has something to tell us about what was going on in these bottomland areas near the river.
Mm.
We're not sure exactly what that is yet, but it can tell us something.
And we have really brought this up, and I mean, bringing it up kind of in a different way before. I mean, is it so that maybe one of the contributions that this dig is making to knowledge is that previous thinking was that perhaps the Mohawks didn't, like, settle by the river? Because I think of some of these great Len Tent, you know, Len Tantillo, his paintings, you know, of the Mohawks in winter, you know, approaching their longhouse high on a hill, which makes sense, but maybe they had something like that down by the water.
Certainly, and probably the settlements weren't as big, but even that tells us, too, why did settlements become larger and move to areas that they did as more people aggregated in larger villages? Certainly that's a process that occurred over a long period of time. But over the shorter period of time, and people that are identifiably Mohawk, sort of what was that process? Like I said before, Europeans came in and sort of disrupted the cultural process that was going on. And that's one of the things that we hope to learn is just how much did that change, or was it fairly similar?
Mm. And also from the point of view of more modern history, I know Rob was interested in that. The Europeans came, and Amsterdam, you know, not necessarily quickly, but did develop as an industrial city. I remember when I was a kid, I mean, that section of the river where you're working, I mean, it was a wasteland practically. You know, it was all sewer and polluted and everything like that.
Yeah, and that's one of the things about it is that it was somewhat surprising to find. That's certainly what we expected along a developed riverfront location. And as you well know, there in Riverlink Park, there was a sort of the removal of the old gas manufacturing.
Yeah, right. The Chuckton, I think it was called Chuckton under Power and Light. In fact, another question, and I haven't brought this up, but I worked for the State University one time down at their headquarters in Albany, and we had an archaeological dig. I was in public relations, and maybe you've heard of it. It was done by Hartgen Associates when they built a parking garage. And what the point of that was, that building is so many, I don't know how, you know, I guess it's feet, not miles, in from the what is now the Hudson River, but it turns out that where that parking garage was being built was the shoreline. Is the Mohawk River, I mean, because we have the barge, you know, that was made into a navigable waterway in the 19-teens. Was the river where it is now?
Basically, yes. In fact, one of the things we know from our study at the site is that the location that we're on is actually fairly shallow to bedrock. There's a bedrock shelf there that's more or less kept it protected from any erosion as the river's flooded many times over just even the historic period. And as you well know, the former bridge was washed out many times by floods. The site, it was relatively well protected by this bedrock, was not eroded out. And the river is more or less in the place that it was. Now things have changed somewhat. There's changes to the details, but certainly there wasn't large-scale made land associated with the shore of the Mohawk there as there was in Albany.
I mean, Albany, they filled it in, didn't they? Was that
that's,
the deal?
That's correct. And the Albany kept progressing out into the river as they needed more land, as they needed wharves for the harbor and everything that was going on there.
All right. Well, Del Gould, I thank you very much for joining us today.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you, Bob. It was a pleasure to come and talk with you.
Okay, take care. Del Gould is an archaeologist, a supervising field archaeologist for the Chuktanunda Terrace site, an archaeological dig right here in Amsterdam. That'll do it for the morning show today.